We're all liars, not in a malicious way, but in how we process the world around us. We tell ourselves stories about why we buy $5 coffees instead of $1 ones, why certain wines taste better in fancy glasses, and why some brands earn our undying loyalty. These stories, these lies, help us navigate a complex world overflowing with choices. Seth Godin's provocative insight isn't just that marketers tell stories, but that we actively participate in believing them. We don't just buy products, we buy the stories that transform ordinary objects into meaningful experiences. Before marketing existed, humans made sense of sunrise through tales of Helios and his chariot. Today, we do the same with everything from smartphones to sneakers. The most successful brands don't just sell things, they craft narratives that resonate with how we already see ourselves and the world. Our worldviews, shaped by upbringing, education, and experiences, determine which marketing stories resonate with us. These unique perspectives act as filters, influencing whether we notice products, shaping our initial impressions, and determining if messaging feels authentic. Our brains excel at pattern recognition and prediction, automatically filling in gaps to match our expectations. In blind taste tests, Coke loyalists prefer what they believe is Coke, even when drinking Pepsi from a Coke can. Similarly, diners at prestigious restaurants rate service higher because their expectations color the experience, remembering the perfect wine recommendation while overlooking delayed appetizers. The marketplace encompasses diverse worldviews. New parents prioritizing educational toys, fitness enthusiasts seeking quick solutions, environmentalists concerned about technology's impact. Each group considers its perspective mainstream and wants tailored messaging. Effective marketers don't attempt to change these worldviews. Instead, they identify groups with compatible perspectives and craft stories that align with existing beliefs. Most marketing fails because it ignores how humans actually process information. Successful marketing follows a specific path through our psychology. First, it acknowledges that consumers' existing frames and worldviews got there before any marketing message did. Second, it recognizes that people only notice what's new or different, like frogs that detect movement while ignoring motionless objects. Third, it understands that first impressions start the story almost instantly. We make decisions on minimal data, then stick with them despite contradictory evidence. Fourth, great marketers tell stories consumers want to believe, changing how they experience the product. Finally, only authentic stories survive scrutiny long enough for consumers to share them with others. Think about how we judge politicians as either good or bad based on initial impressions, ignoring contradictory information. Or consider how wine tastes better in expensive glasses, not because of the glass shape, but because the story of craftsmanship and expertise changes our perception of the wine itself. The best marketing doesn't fight against these psychological tendencies. It works with them. The business landscape has fundamentally shifted. The old power curve centered on making things efficiently, bending metal, filling forms, creating spreadsheets. Companies like General Motors thrived by perfecting production processes and achieving economies of scale. But today's power curve has dramatically changed. With product life cycles shrinking from years to weeks, the quality of the original idea and its story matter tremendously. Manufacturing has become the least valuable part of the chain. Ford makes Jaguars, anonymous Vietnamese plants make Nikes, Chinese factories produce iPhones. The leverage now lies in transforming something people may not need into something they definitely want through authentic storytelling. This explains why the mass market is dead. We no longer face a homogeneous audience, but collections of individuals with different worldviews who begin telling themselves stories long before encountering marketing messages. Companies like Netflix and Amazon excel by understanding these micro-markets and delivering personalized experiences that align with individual stories and beliefs. There's a crucial difference between fibs and frauds in marketing. Fibs are honest lies that actually make products better through belief, like wine glasses that improve taste because drinkers believe they will. Frauds are deceptive stories told solely for the marketer's benefit that ultimately anger consumers when revealed. Is a Mercedes really 15 times better than a Toyota? The value lies in the stories Mercedes builds into every detail, from the solid door slam to the feel of the gas pedal. The premium price buys stories customers can believe, enjoy, and share. Contrast this with Nestle's marketing of infant formula in developing countries, which encouraged mothers to abandon breastfeeding for formula often diluted with unclean water, contributing to infant deaths. The good news? The internet makes frauds harder to maintain. Google tracks behavior, millions watch reactions to your stories, and tangled narratives inevitably collapse. The only sustainable strategy is authenticity, living your story completely. Authenticity means all details align perfectly. Your menu matches your food, which integrates with your staff and decor. Committing to a story and living it eliminates contradictions. If friendly service is your message, hire friendly people. When facing competition, you cannot succeed by telling your competition story better than they can. Once consumers believe someone else's story, persuading them to switch means making them admit they were wrong, and people hate that. Instead, tell a completely different story that matches a different worldview. The Bush campaign masterfully told a story about Kerry being a flip-flopper, and it stuck. When Kerry tried to counter by pointing out Bush's own flip-flops, it failed because the original story was already established. Rather than competing for the same community your competitor already dominates, find a different community with a different worldview. The WNBA succeeded initially by targeting families, women, and children with a fundamentally different basketball experience rather than trying to compete directly with the NBA. Even seemingly homogeneous communities contain people with different worldviews. Masa succeeded by splitting the I Like Sushi community, targeting only those who also held I Want the Best in the World worldview and were willing to pay $300 per person. Non-compromising nutcases often succeed because they tell coherent, consistent stories. Look at Steve Jobs' unwavering vision for Apple or Elon Musk's persistent space exploration narrative. They're living their stories, not faking them. The most powerful marketing lives its stories rather than merely telling them. Consider SUV wheel wells, purely aesthetic features that fulfill their true purpose of projecting power. Similarly, Avalon Organic Botanical Soap costs 30 times more than generic soap, not because it cleans better, but because buying and using it tells a story of luxury and virtue. Products typically fail for four reasons: lack of visibility, lack of trial, lack of loyalty, or lack of word of mouth. These aren't product failures, but storytelling ones. In a world flooded with information yet craving meaning, successful marketers understand their real product is the story people believe when buying. The best stories become part of identities, not just selling products, but creating believers who spread your message forward.